in the way. Yeah. Something in the way.
Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth.
Hey.
Scott, how you bloody feeling?
Oh, man. Okay, I think we should go to our lunch meal. We should talk about our lunch meal that we had today.
I'm so pissed. I am actually angry.
I was expecting a hearty Parmesan.
Yeah, because we went to the Bavarian after we went to the cinemas to watch the Batman.
Yes.
And
yeah. We're doing it a little bit different this week.
Which Batman? The new Batman.
The Batman. But we thought we would treat ourselves, go out for lunch, you know, have a Sprite and a Coke and, you know, have some chicken and some chips and potato gems, but it just wasn't that good.
We wanted some German schnitzel.
Yep.
My schnitzel, I reckon, was about 50% batter and 50% chicken. I started doing the Gordon Ramsay and picking my chicken apart. Going, what is this? What is this shit?
Yeah.
What's your name? Evan. No, Devin. This is a spaghetti restaurant, as Broden Kelly would say from Auntie Donna's podcast.
So good. That was the only downside to our day. The rest of the day, meaning the main event.
Two pickles as well on there.
Oh, yeah.
They were just pulled out of a jar. I thought I was going to get a thick pickle. I had two small pickles, the small little ones.
Yeah.
I had
ripped off
coleslaw.
Bro.
No. You get, I said, a bunch of coleslaw.
Yeah.
I got about maybe half a fistful of coleslaw.
That is not enough coleslaw to sustain your little body.
And the potato gems were obviously frozen.
Yeah.
I paid $36 for this meal.
You paid $36.
I paid $36.
No.
For that piece of shit.
Are you actually serious? I thought you only
shit.
Paid like...
Shit.
Oh, my God. I thought you paid like $27 or something for that.
I paid $36.
Oh, my God.
For a schnitzel that was half batter.
Jesus.
It was meant to be fried chicken.
If you saw the batter on this chicken, it was just... absolutely disgusting. It looked off.
Yeah, I did feel sick after it.
Then we both came home and did huge poos.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't actually look in my poo for the first time.
Really?
Well, I did it in the other
bathroom.
That's
a first for you.
I did it in the other
Not
bathroom.
Not that I know that detail.
Because I did it in the other bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
So usually the other bathroom's a bit more... like the water's more bubbly, so you can't really see your poo go in.
Yeah, it just goes and dissipates.
I can still feel the effects. Well, just talk about your little one a bit more. Describe the shit and then we'll get into the
main
event.
Okay, all right, no worries, because we've got a lot to talk about today.
All right.
The palmy, it was okay. I was expecting way better because I have had a palmy from here before, but it was just not up to par, man. It was just...
it wasn't up to palm.
It wasn't up to palm. I knew that ham was a little bit weird when I tasted it for the first bite. And the more I ate it, the more I didn't want to.
You know Americans call it chicken parmesan?
Chicken parmesan.
Yeah, weird.
I guess that kind of makes sense, but...
no, it doesn't.
That's stupid.
It is. It has mozzarella cheese on it. Yeah.
Anyways, today was a big event.
It was the Batman.
Now we're going to
2022.
Yes. Now we are going to put in an absolute heck ton of spoiler warnings on our Instagram for this.
Oh yes, spoilers.
If you are listening right now and you haven't seen the Batman, get off, go watch it, then come back and listen to us.
Yes, but thank you for listening, because that gives us two listens. Then.
That gives us two listens. Yeah.
So do that.
Yeah. Listen up to this point, and then you'll be right.
Scott, hit me with a point. Spoilers.
Spoilers incoming. Whew, man, Robert Pattinson absolutely nailed the Batman voice.
Yes.
Oh, I was a little bit worried. I'll be honest.
Were you?
I was a little bit worried. I knew he could pull it together because he's a great actor. I did, mate. I did. I was a little bit in like, oh, man, can he do like that? You know, that gritty sort of deep Batman voice that we need. And it was that to that level. I think It was a step above a couple of other people. We won't go too deep into that, but it was for sure one of the best that I have heard.
Yeah, it definitely comes close to the 60s Batman. Definitely comes close to the 60s. 100%.
Almost there, not quite, but...
It comes close.
Dude, Robert Pattinson, man.
Yeah, he was a great fit. I just loved how the way he was. He's very emotionally damaged.
Yeah, he was depressed. He was a goth Batman.
He was
actually very, very gothic. You know, okay, one thing that I really liked, and we talked to... We got a mate called Mitch. He mentioned to me when we...
Mitch Bryant. Find him on Instagram. Mitch Bryant.
When we first looked at the trailer for this film, he texted me and he's like, oh, man... I absolutely love that they're doing the black face paint around his eyes. Like, they're actually explaining it this time.
Yeah.
Because for all the other Batmans, not to compare too much and get into this, but there will be some comparisons, obviously. It's not explained. It's just like you put on the Batman costume and it's just like presumed that, oh, yes, there is... That's part of the costume. Yeah, what are you talking
it's just
about?
There.
But he's like, nah, this Rob Bat... Or what? Battinson? Can we call him Battinson?
I had a name. Hang on. Rob Bertman.
Robertman Battinson.
No. Rob Bertman.
Robertman.
Because other people have coined the term Rob Bat Battinson. We can't take that.
Okay. That's fair enough.
By Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
We got Robertson.
Robertson. Well, I thought that was a nice little detail, anyways, and you know. Going back to the trailer first, seeing it for the first time and linking that and going, oh man, it's so cool. It's just so dark, man.
Yeah. I will say I saw a bit more trailer footage after the movie when you're doing the poo.
Yeah.
And I am glad that I didn't watch I only ever watched the first trailer when it came out.
And that was it?
And that was it. So I kind of forgot a lot of the stuff. You know, you remember the main stuff, There was a lot of scenes, like the whole end battle scene and all stuff. I hadn't seen any footage of all of that.
Okay.
I kept away intentionally. And I think that's how I'm going to go from now on as well.
That's a pretty good way to go into movies like this.
Maybe with the upcoming Doctor Strange and all that. I've only seen the first trailer. And when the other ones start coming out, I'm not going to watch them either.
Yeah, okay.
I think it made the movie even better.
I think that's an optimal strategy to get surprised with more exciting things. Because that trailer... I have seen it before watching the movie, and it does show a lot of the explosive and action scenes. Like, it pretty much goes through them in the trailer.
Yeah, see,
of the plot is what is concealed.
I hadn't seen much of... the only scene that I had seen coming into this was the awesome opening scene where he beats that guy up.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone talks so much about that, but come on.
I'm vengeance.
That was like, great.
Dude.
That wasn't about... Go again.
Oh, hang on, hand. Let me get another sip of water.
I'll do my best
Batman.
My Batman. I'm vengeance.
Oh, hands down, you should be recast.
Thank you. How about you? You go.
Do you want me to actually try?
Yeah.
I'm vengeance.
That was all right.
That wasn't as good as the last one.
It wasn't as good as mine, but I'd give you maybe like two nugs.
Yeah, thanks for that. The other one was off the cuff, so it was more natural.
Yeah.
That one was a bit try hard.
All right. Yeah. I'm vengeance.
Vengeance.
Yeah.
Vengeance.
I'm vengeance. Robertman. No, anyway,
You want to hit me with something?
No, we're talking about the first bit, the fight.
Okay. Yes. So that part was just so freaking scary, man.
Yeah. How nice was all the costume designs as well?
Yeah.
Like, at the start where that guy was robbing the store, he didn't get attacked, but...
Yeah, it was that Halloween costume. He had that costume.
Awesome... There's so many cool... Like, the Riddler looked awesome.
The Riddler looked awesome. Catwoman looked awesome.
Yes.
Penguin looked amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell.
Oh, those prosthetics on his face. You couldn't even tell it was him. He was unrecognizable.
But the way he talked as well, because he's Irish?
I think he's Irish, yeah. What did he talk like? It was like a New York sort of...
I don't even know.
I don't know what kind of American accent that was. I think it was like a New York suburb sort of area, like Brooklyn or something, maybe.
Nah, we've done enough talking about the American
We might get stabbed here.
You might get stabbed.
Yeah, well. But yeah, Colin Farrell, he doesn't miss. He's a... He's a legend.
Yeah, that was great. The way he just like was acting.
Yeah, and just his aura. I would say for this movie, if we want to get into it like hard right now, Penguin was my favorite villain.
Oh, really?
He was my favorite for this movie.
But was he really a villain or was he just...
He's like a right-hand man at the moment to this movie. Yeah. Like, he was a right-hand man to Falcone, obviously.
Yeah.
But this is basically Penguin's crime boss origin. And I think he's going to get an HBO Max miniseries or something.
Yeah, like that. I heard talks about that, actually.
Which I think would be good for his development of character. That'd be cool for later Batman films to have that context behind it before going in.
Yeah, because this is obviously going to be...
They're going to build this Batman
world up. The Robertman Batverse.
Yeah, and I hope that they just keep it like this. We had a discussion after the movie, and we said, what would happen if this was like the reboot of the new DCEU? Sorry, I'm having some like voice cracks here.
All right.
the new Puberty. DCEU.
Yeah, it is a shame. That's what happens when you're the youngest.
Well... Jokes, because they're actually gross. Anyways, yeah. But, like, I don't know. I think it just feels nice and contained in its own little world, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think they should break that.
I would say one of the thing that I was, like, I wouldn't say I didn't like, but it's just to be like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
Was setting up for the Riddler to come back. I don't know. Okay. I feel like his arc is done.
Yeah.
And then setting up... So you reckon that was the Joker in the prison cell?
100% that was the Joker. The end, yeah. There was a clown reference when he talked. The laugh solidified it for me. And just playing friendly with other villains. As like that's a Joker thing. Like, you know, like playing friendly, getting them on their side, and then kind of like manipulating and getting in their heads sort of thing. I know that was such a short scene. But
yeah. It was obviously setting up for something.
Yeah, yeah. It just felt very Joker to me. And I just know it was Joker. I think it was, what's his name? The guy, what's the actor?
Idris Elba?
No.
The
guy who plays one of the Eternals.
Oh, William H. Macy. Yes.
Not Frank from Shameless. I'm not falling for this trick again. It's just, I always forget. I never can put a face to the name for that guy. But one of the guys who plays the Eternals is going to play the Joker.
Neil Patrick Harris.
The young fella who plays...
Oh, the young fella.
The young fella who's Irish as well.
Tell you what, you're playing with your young fella in the bathroom. That's why it took so long to get you, bro. Waited 40 minutes for you.
All right, okay. Quick segue here.
Bit more of an old fella, maybe.
Really sick theme song.
Yes, Michael Giacchino. I may have butchered his name.
I think you have, but it was a good effort.
Guy's done Up. He's done the newest Spider-Man stuff. He's done so much.
Yeah.
I heard a comment from Chris Stuckman. I'm pulling a lot of references from other people.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not being as individual, but it's a very, very big event that brings a lot of people together. And I'd like to quote a few people.
Oh,
he said, "Isn't it incredible that with so many iconic Batman themes, he's created yet another iconic Batman theme?
That is incredible.
A near impossible task that sums up the movie's tone, makes it unique, fresh." And very easy to listen to.
Yeah. Everything that you said is completely spot on.
Yeah. Chris. That's Chris's words. Well, Chris's words turned into mine. But that's basically a Chris comment.
You're in agreement.
That's a comment
with Chris.
From Chris. Ah, buddy Chris. Stockman.
You know what? Playing into that. So it was kind of like a cello-ish sort of double bassy sort of vibe, wasn't it? Like sort of single string instrument.
Maybe a bit of fiddle.
Bit of fiddle in there. Yeah. I don't know. It added to that
djembe?
Gothic. Yeah, a couple of djembes beaten away.
That was a good. That was a good amount of djembe in the song.
There was a nice djembe ratio, djembe to cello ratio.
A didgeridoo.
Yes, there was some nice didgeridoo on the song.
And the xylophone.
We don't want to lie to the listeners here. We don't want to
name another obscure instrument.
The oboe.
You can't. The oboe.
Oboe.
Amazing visuals on top of the score as well.
Oh, okay, I have two sections I wrote for visuals. I've got amazing shots and amazing scenes. Which one do you want to dive into
talk
first?
About the difference.
Okay, so shots, I'm thinking like stand still, you can take a wallpaper sort of picture of it. Amazing Scenes is like the whole scene playing out.
That obviously
makes sense. So amazing shot that I was thinking about would be when Batman's looking up to the stretcher at the end, when he helps a girl onto the stretcher and the helicopter takes her away into the sky, and he's like, man, this is my moment of hope for Gotham.
Damn, she just grabbed my arm and didn't let go.
Yeah.
Goodbye, woman.
Goodbye, goodbye. But he just looked up, and I just think the shot of him, you know, looking up to the sky, and it's just beautiful lighting.
A lot of nice lighting, yeah.
Everything about that scene was just so picturesque, and a lot of like silhouette sort of stuff standing in the backdrop. Like having the sunset as the backdrop over Gotham and stuff with Catwoman, yeah. That sort of stuff was really nice.
What did you think of the point of view stuff from the Riddler end? I think there was a couple from Batman as well.
Point of view stuff. So what do you mean? Like
POV.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no. So like POV, actually...
Batman watches you change.
I was thinking like point of view as like... perspective-wise, not looking, but like as in being in the character's area. But POV, don't worry, I was getting that mixed up.
The Riddler watches the Mayor get stabbed by his boy.
That was actually really interesting, and it got me at the start. I thought that was Batman looking.
Yeah, and I thought he actually got stabbed, and then I realized it was his boy.
Yeah,
my boy.
He was a samurai and just.
Anyway, yeah. What do you think of the POV?
I think that was pretty sick.
I loved it. I thought it was really cool.
It's really immersive.
It broke it up. There was a lot of times where it broke it. Also, when there was the screen and they were talking to the Riddler.
Yeah.
On whatever that computer thing is, the program.
I'm not sure which scene you're talking about.
Matrix style. They just got the Penguin.
Okay.
He's all handcuffed up.
Oh, yeah.
And Jeffrey Wright did the best yell of the movie.
Yeah.
What was your best yell of the movie? Because that, for me, hearing Jeffrey Wright, whatever, he just let loose and yelled at the Penguin going, and you just hear the echo in that echoey area. That's best yell for me.
Actually, that did make me have a couple of little goose pimples.
Yeah?
It gave me some goose pimples.
Made the hairs on your nipples stand up.
It did, and made my nipples point forward.
And then juice.
Bit of milk.
POV, Robertson makes you milk.
That was a cool scene, though. Jeffrey Wright gave it his... Okay, so you asked me what was the best yell.
Yes.
Going back to the Penguin.
Okay.
I really liked the one when he was in the car and he's like, I got you, I got you. And he's like screaming in the car.
Yeah,
he's ecstatic. He's like so excited. He's just killed the Batman in quotation marks. And then Batman comes through the flames and the Batmobile and just fucking knocks him out.
Yeah. I'm going to segue to that and then we'll segue back to what I was saying before.
Sick.
That, for me, was one of the best action scenes I have seen in a while, in a recent movie.
Yeah.
The car chase.
How? Oh, man. I can't even... I have no words. And this is a podcast and I have no words.
If I didn't see that in a... I think seeing that in a cinema as well, our cinema was booming.
Yeah.
And the
Titan Lux,
were,
man.
Yeah, and our reclined seats. Look at us go. For only bloody $16.
Yep.
Oh, $15, actually.
Thai, chili, and...
$16 plus the booking fee online, all right?
Yeah. And Thai, chili, and lime chips as well.
Oh,
well, munching down
I
on some of those.
Sour cream and onion Pringles.
Oh, what a combo.
I did buy a Kinder Bueno bar, but I gave the Kinder Bueno bar to Mum.
Oh,
and I said, here you go.
That's very generous of you.
It only cost me $1, so it's no skin off my shoulders.
Except for the $36 of that chicken.
Fuck, I am so pissed of it. I still feel it in my stomach right now.
Just let it all out in rage.
Anyway, reveal of the Batmobile. The Batmobile.
The Batmobile.
In that scene.
Yes.
What did you think?
Awesome.
So
oh, he was,
nice.
What was it? It was like under a little carport or something, or like an alleyway. And you hear the engine roar, and the lights come on.
Oh,
then the flames shoot out the back.
The blue.
He gave them a chance flame. To run away too.
Yeah,
he's like,
teasing
come on,
them.
Oh, let's go, let's go.
He's such a bad. Yeah, because that whole scene, the setup where they, Selina and him go in,
yep.
All quiet, find the boy. Well, she goes in. He just appears like he always does, and just POV. I'm watching this woman from behind in the shadows.
That's what she said. Is that what you like to do? Is sneak up on women?
Yeah,
things like
it kind of does give Predator vibes. Robertson's gonna be charged. Nah, he's a good man. He's a good lad.
But that was
woman
scary.
Grabbed his arm and he let her go. He's a good man. No, that scene, the setup for it, the slow build, and then the action of, I mean, the shooting, to then go into the car chase, that was just insane.
Yeah,
he was reckless on the road. Those truck drivers obviously died.
100%. They would have had to. The explosions and everything. They crashed into each other.
So many civilians died in this.
Yeah.
The flood would have just that wiped flood scene just, so many people.
That's
out.
Half of Gotham's population if they were on the streets. But basically all of the homeless people.
Yeah.
Just gone in an instant.
Which I reckon.
Well, not an instant, but like people further into the city wouldn't have been as affected as people near the seawall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the people near the seawall are just like clapped.
Well, it even showed a scene where people were inside and this like nice and fancy restaurant just
smashed through the windows.
Through. Anyway, going back
to that
we've
scene.
We've segued from a segue into another segue,
it's
but we
like,
need to get back to the first thing.
We are more meta than the metaverse right now.
Yeah, Zuck's just creaming right now. He's fingering his flat patch.
Fuck Facebook. We're not on there anymore.
Yeah.
But the Batmobile. Holy shit.
When it jumped out of the fight. That's... So your favourite yell, and then he jumps out.
Your favourite.
No, your favourite yell.
Yeah, my favourite yell,
was
yes.
The penguin. And
he's
then
like, I got you.
The Batmobile just goes out of those flames. Oh,
so satisfying. And it was such a spur of the moment too, because a trucker just crashed, and it was just when the trailer was like moving over and was about to like flip, and Batman's like, yeah, yeah, I'll just fucking jackass this shit, and goes through the flames.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
He was just reckless as well. How aggressive was his driving?
He just didn't care.
His combat in general was aggressive.
He was, okay, this is a cool thing to talk about. This was a very tank Batman. It felt like you were playing the Arkham games where you can get shot multiple times and then you're just like, oh yeah, my life will go back up.
Yeah,
my
man got shot by a shotgun.
At point
that,
blank.
That did bruise him. And
yeah,
him
oh
off.
No, he was knocked back and he was definitely probably like cracked his sternum or something doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's really good that he takes hits.
So
combat, it wasn't just him gliding through.
Yeah. What do we think about his armor? I think it's like a mix between like some sort of material and then you've got the metal plating on top.
Yeah,
because you got
be,
the sparks that come off with the guns, which
nylon.
Is
nylon. It might be nylon.
Nylon, yeah.
Yeah.
Velvet.
Or polyester.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything fancy. Kevlar?
Kevlar. Kevin?
Kevin.
Kevin La.
No, it might,
I think it was a layer
I
of that.
I think it was a bit of polyester.
Bit of flammable material.
Yeah, and wow, didn't it just protect him very well?
He just held it off. Imagine if a little piece of shrapnel got him in the chin, and it's like, fuck, your career as Batman is over.
Yeah, people should just go for his chin bit, though.
Yeah, but I guess they have stormtrooper aim, so they can't do
that.
No,
in the night, though.
Oh, true, yeah.
Plus, they've got those silly masks on, Scott.
They
can't
see.
They
can't see a thing.
They can't see a bloody thing. I also felt that the action, I don't know, felt minimal a lot.
It was minimal.
It wasn't beating up the whole time, which is cool.
Yeah, okay. So, if you're thinking of going into this movie like, this is going to be a big blockbuster, and like which it is.
Also, quick interjection. If you're listening to this podcast and you've already heard all these spoilers and now you're getting
what are you doing?
Advice, you're stupid, but keep going.
But if you're thinking of going into this movie and like, oh yeah, it's just going to be an action fun movie. No, this is going to be a movie that's going to test your brain. It's going to make you think more than sit there lazily and just enjoy some CGI batshit action. Like this is...
Yep.
100%. Absolute practical effects. There is minimal CGI, probably only CGI for the backdrops and like other areas that aren't noticeable as much.
Yeah,
there is obviously CGI through the whole thing, but it is used in a way that complements the scene, the setting, and the practical effects. It's not overdone and it's not obvious.
Yeah, and
that's my rant.
The whole time there was an edge of tension but the tension gets ramped up very high in certain moments. The cop scene.
Yeah. When he's in the station.
That.
And they're like about to pull off his mask.
How many of them were there in there? That was so claustrophobic.
Can you imagine that? Like, you're Batman, you're like, oh!
And then running out and them all chasing. Cops are just pouring out. That the GCPD has that many cops in there. They're just pouring out.
Yeah.
The fuckers are just not doing anything for the streets. They're all just in there probably just...
It's like the third Matrix movie when Smith is... manipulated a bunch of people and it's just a bunch of Smiths running after Neo.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah, it did.
But it's just cops for Batman.
That's insane, though. What are they all doing?
They're just, like, having coffees and eating donuts, and then suddenly Batman's in the station punching Commissioner Gordon. They're like, fuck, we better go.
How does that many cops at that time all be in the precinct? Shouldn't they just be out doing stuff?
Yeah, Gotham is a terrible place. They should not be in there.
They're awful cops.
They're terrible.
They should just... They should all be hung.
GCPD. Get fucked.
The news on that weird news thing.
Yeah.
The whole GCPD have just recently been hung.
All right. Another amazing scene, another amazing area that was also used as well, like setting. The Iceberg Lounge. Oh, there was so much that happened there in the movie. It kept going back because it's just such an interesting and vibrant place.
Yeah, great establishment.
I love the repetition of that scene where Batman first goes in and he's like, I'm here to see the Penguin. And then he's like...
Oh, not bad.
Oh, no, that wasn't
it. It was mine. I'm here to see the Penguin.
Oh, stop it, bro. That's like 5 out of 5.
Thanks, man.
You're too good.
Thanks.
You should start a career in radio.
Thanks, man.
Anyway, so that happened, and then, you know, the twins came up and he beats up the twins.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
He comes back as Bruce later in the movie, and it's a different way. Like, the twins are like, oh, it's Bruce Wayne. Let's let him in.
What's up, bro? Get in here.
And then there was the third time in the movie where Bruce snuck in.
Yeah.
So this happened 3 times where he went to the door of the Iceberg Lounge, and it was 3 different reactions.
I didn't even, like, register that. I mean, obviously I did watching it, but like, I didn't think
that's
of
not
it
a
like
thing.
That. So cool.
Matt Reeves, he's got some cool ideas, man.
The first one was the best, where he just charged through. That's what I'm saying, how brutal he was. The guy's like, no, you can't come in. He just punched him. He didn't even say, no, I need to get in, like a normal hero would. This man just clocks this guy in the head, goes through everyone, and everyone's just chasing him behind. He doesn't bother to keep beating him up.
Dude's on the he's on the verge of losing it.
Yeah.
The whole time in this movie, he's on the verge.
And I love that brutality that he had the whole time.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Just didn't hold back.
How did the Riddler get the question mark in the froth? The coffee froth.
Ah, so he ordered a flat white, right?
Okay.
And he used his little...
Skim milk? Almond milk? Coconut milk?
I reckon it might have
full
been...
Full cream?
I think it was full cream. I think he's a full cream kind of guy. He was a little bit...
Good.
He was well fed.
Yeah.
But he used like a little toothpick or something to make that in the coffee. And he's just an artist. He's just that good.
Yeah, he is an artist. I do want to learn how to do that.
Do we want to talk about the Riddler? Yeah, let's get into some Riddler here.
No, I reckon we skip it.
Completely skip it.
We'll do it next week.
Yeah.
Do it next week.
A whole Riddler podcast.
Yeah. Guy.
Okay. As a villain, man, he was just so good.
Really?
I just loved his plan. I loved... it was, you know, villain killing people sort of thing to make a point sort of thing, which is the normal thing that happens in Gotham. I just said thing way many... Too many times.
I don't like
in that
how
sentence.
You're supporting him, Scott. He's a terrible person.
I will support whoever
he
I want.
You did terrible things. And you should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, guess what?
He's a murderous boy.
Maybe I agree with some of his ideas.
He took lives. He took livelihoods. And you sit here and you praise his name.
Oh.
No, he was amazing. I did really like him. He was, in a way, the winner of the movie.
In a way, his plan did succeed, but even though he didn't kill the new mayor of Gotham, but
why did he want to kill her though? How was she corrupt?
I feel like he wanted to just give Gotham back to the people
by killing the people.
by killing the people.
I understand his plan up to there, but then it's like, why would you want to kill that late? Oh, well, I guess it's like...
he's not a fan of people in power. We know this established from, you know, all the people that he killed, obviously, because they were all in power and he's killing them for their corruption and stuff like that. I think he's just trying to... what's the saying? Like, I had a saying that I was going to say, but... I've lost it.
As busy as a
struck the iron while it's hot.
As busy as a one-armed bricklayer in Baghdad.
Yeah, that's a quote from.
No, it's mine. I came up with it myself.
Completely original, not from the movie Kenny.
I am a comedic genius. I've quoted too many people this episode, Squat, and people don't believe that I come up with content in my mind. Yeah. I'm not a reference book. I'm a man with a vision. Vision to provide the world.
Are you a man or a mouse?
Can we please talk about this later? Off air. I don't want to get into it. No, what were we saying? Like, he ruined it.
Okay, so I thought they had a really nice modern spin on the Riddler as well, using that online presence sort of thing. Like setting up a server and all the followers that he was reeling into his little cult. That's very of the times. It's like a Riddler 4chan or something. Or like a subreddit or something like that.
Yeah.
A subriddle.
Riddle me this.
Yeah.
Would you buy his mask if you could?
No, you'd make it.
No, you bought it.
He bought the mask.
Didn't you read the side? You got it from the Gotham Army Surplus.
Oh, did he?
Winter hunting mask or something.
Wow, I didn't pick that detail up.
Bro, as if you didn't read that.
Yeah, I didn't pick that. Completely skipped me.
Oh, so you've been riddled.
I've been riddled.
You've been riddled by Paul.
What do you think his best riddle was of the movie?
The one with the time. I don't know.
I like the one where it was talking about Larata, or when it was talking about...
Oh, yeah, they were trying to figure out website, eh?
Yeah,
was it? The end credit scene when it just said goodbye.
Goodbye.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. I just wasted all that time.
Like, who was the rat? Like, that riddle of trying to figure out who the rat was, and that, you know, trying to figure out, was it Penguin or was it Falcone? And obviously it ended up being Falcone.
Yes. John Turturro. Turturro.
He's a good actor. He played that well. And he a lot of charisma in that character too.
Charisma? Or power?
I think there was charisma there too. I felt some charisma.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
The bomb scene is another point where just the tension just goes insane.
Yeah, totally.
I really like that. And then the Riddler's just yelling, going insane. So, Batman's quickly answering all the things. Batman, this is another thing. He has no fear. He had 5 seconds left, and man decides to grab the guy and put him right up to his head.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, you were insane. But he did say he's not scared of death. He doesn't care if he dies.
He's so on the edge, it just doesn't matter. He'll put himself before anyone, which is a very Batman thing to do.
I loved as well that it was year two.
Yeah. So we're into the Batman world, like he is experienced.
And then they did talk about Thomas Wayne and that, but in an interesting lore kind of way, not a...
It was, you have to presume that you've already seen or know the stereotypical Batman lore that has already been explained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
is good. It's a good thing. And they did the same thing with the new Spider-Mans as well. And I think it's a good thing going forward for these characters.
Yeah, we've seen too many... of those
Uncle things. Ben dying, or like the Waynes dying. Like, this is a new thing. We have that lore that exists, and it's important, but it's good to move forward like this. And year two, very cool.
Puts a spin on the whole idea of how they died. It's like, oh, it wasn't just them getting robbed. It was actually a hit on them.
Yeah.
I also like the perspective of the Riddler saying how, you know, it gives you a new perspective on Bruce as an orphan.
Yeah.
How he lived with all this money. Obviously, you always had that in your mind, but the way he spoke about it and then said how he was an orphan.
That contrast.
He had rats nibbling on his toes.
And he's... was it toes or fingers?
Doodle.
Nah. Can you imagine waking up and there's a rat nibbling on your doodle?
Oh, geez. Not again. Just another
every bloody Sunday.
Just another, just another morning in the Charlesworth household.
Yeah, just rats nibbling on knobs.
Yeah, we are struggling financially. No, we got a roof over our head. We've got 3 meals a day.
That's all you
need. Rats nibbling on our doodles.
That's the most important thing.
That's all you need.
It was great contrast of characters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Get us out of that rut.
Yeah.
Get us out of that rut. Let's move on. Seal up the pothole.
Okay. I have something that was like so. I was feeling the tension here so much in this scene. So when Batman,
we got to wrap it up.
No,
you can't say it.
Oh fuck!
Come on. I was just pulling your leg, mate.
When Batman was talking to Riddler in Arkham, and Riddler's like Bruce Wayne, like he's saying Bruce Wayne, and you're presuming that he knows Batman's identity. But he never connected those dots, and you thought that he was going to say, "Oh, I know who you are." Eventually, in that conversation, like, "You're Bruce Wayne," but then he said, "We never got him." And then Batman's like, "Oh fuck yeah, he doesn't know who I am."
Oh, I thought he did know.
I'm pretty sure he didn't.
Pretty sure he did, because when he bombed the place, he bombed his place and sent a message saying to the Batman, nearly killing Alfred.
Yeah, but. Why would he would have sent that anyways, because remember all the other killings had to the Batman as well.
Oh, true, yeah.
I don't think he knew, but it was like presumed that he was going to say that, like he was going to expose it. And the masked video as well, Batman's thinking they're going, shit, I think the time of the Batman is done.
Oh,
that's why he was so freaked out, and he's like, you're a good cop, Jim.
That's why.
Walks out of the room when they're investigating in the Riddler's little sanction area, or his little apartment. And that video pops up. He's like, man, I'm done.
And then he realized he's chill. Oh.
It's like, nah, I'm chill. I can keep doing this.
Fuck, I must sound like a real idiot right now.
No. That is a point that you have to wrap your head around, for sure. And people will be talking about this stuff.
Fucking idiot.
No, bro. Don't get yourself down. Don't beat yourself up.
I don't know. I just started off today as a little giggly gherkin. I ate that schnitzel.
And then you ate 2 dirty gherkins.
I ate 2 pounds of batter and half a slither of chicken, and I feel shit and I'm angry and I'm getting meat sweats.
Oh, fuck. This feels like a 20-minute podcast and we've suddenly gotten to like 38 minutes.
You know the movie as well.
How good was that?
Wow.
The pace. Oh, how good was the movie?
Yeah, let's review ourselves now.
How good was the movie, bro?
No, let's review ourselves. That's what you want to do. It's you really just started reviewing us in the middle of a Batman review. We'll do that in post, bro. What are you doing? We don't do this on air. We do this off air.
All right, I have one more point before, if you want to like...
What are you doing? Oh, shit, I didn't get trivia as well for this.
That's fine.
Oh, fuck, I better get it now.
Hey, sure. I have one more point. From me personally.
Oh jeez.
Can I let you in on
a little thing? I don't know. Here we bloody go.
the cat and the bat, man.
The cat and the bat. Yes, she.
They had some great chemistry.
Zoe Kravitz.
She pulled the Catwoman off so well. So bloody well.
She was very fierce.
Very fierce. And I liked how she used her nails too. Like that is a very Catwoman thing to use that as the weapon. Not holding back. You know, she's got cats in her apartment. She's kind of poor and makeshift herself. It's the early days of Catwoman, so she doesn't have like the cool goggles or like the mask over her eyes yet. It's just like the cloth mask with the little cat ears. It's like it's a cool and a bike suit sort
of thing. Yeah, she's just struggling. And she doesn't have much money.
Yeah.
And she's just making do.
I think...
Oops. Yeah. Background noise.
No, don't worry, bro. But their chemistry together and that build-up of the arc of Batman not trusting her, and then eventually they're like, oh, man, I really want to go away with you, but I'm in love with Gotham more.
That was a pretty good impression, bro.
Nah, that was a bit too... Yeah, I'll do mine. Too many high frequencies coming.
I'm really in love with you and I want to go, but I have to stay for the city. What do you think?
You're just knocking it out of the park.
Thanks, man.
This is... You're hitting sixes.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, so anyways, I thought Zoe Kravitz did an awesome job.
Yes.
Really cool. Oh, sorry. One last...
Oh, I've got another thing to say as well.
So okay, yeah, you wanna hit us with something?
There's
so much good stuff.
Everyone was perfectly cast.
Yeah!
Everyone was perfectly cast.
Oh.
Matt Reeves, amazing director. Everything looked great. The story was amazing. It all flowed very well. And I can't believe, I actually didn't know this going in. I found this out after my poo. It was a 3-hour movie nearly.
What?
Yeah. I know.
Whoa.
Testy pop. I know.
What?
What?
I know.
I know.
2 hours and 56 minutes.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
That shows how good it was.
It just engulfs you in it. You're in this. Make sure you go to the toilet before you see this movie because you will need to piss. Yeah.
My only complaint is I wish I saw just a tiny bit more Alfred.
Yeah.
Because
Andy him Serkis being in hospital did a good job. Yeah.
Didn't resonate as well as it could have done, I reckon. But it was already 3 hours.
I feel like it could have been a bit more emotional, that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, there could have been. I mean, although
no, Alfred no, was the in scene tears. Was no, the scene was good.
Yeah.
I mean, the build up to get me to be like, bruh.
Oh, okay. You like with the explosion and stuff happening and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get you. It was a shorter part of the movie, but I don't know. I'm not sure. But I understand.
It just didn't pop up as much. You know?
It wasn't as strong as you think it could have been.
Maybe. I don't know. That's just me trying to be critical. I don't know. I just don't feel it's a 10, but I just don't know if that's the reason. I'm just kind of saying something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's obviously very high. Man. Yeah, like, you know, you totally just feel fair. Like, oh, it's not a, it's so good, but it's not a 10, but I can't put my finger on it.
Spoilers for the scores, am I right?
Oh, fuck him.
Who even cares? Okay, one last thing from me that I just have to get off my chest.
All right, then we're getting to trivia.
I totally nerded out when we saw the detective vision with the contacts that Bruce puts in.
Oh, yeah.
How sick is that? Like, that fully explains how he can pick up little details and stuff so well and remember stuff. It's too much information for Batman to go out every single night and remember everything. That's why he has to have the journal like he does in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he has to have some sort of recording device. Obviously, in the comics, you know, you can lean certain ways and he is a lot more... I don't know. I've lost words here. My grammar just went out the window. But it just really grounds the movie in that comic book area.
Yeah, he definitely feels like the smartest Batman, I reckon. I don't know, smartest.
The best detective skills.
Yeah, best detective skills, yeah.
I just felt like this detective vision stuff with the contacts took me back to the Arkham games, and I felt like I was in it with him, analysing the profiles of all those people in the club.
He seemed smart. He seemed like he actually... Like, oh, okay. Someone could actually figure that out like that in real life.
And he's figuring out riddles left, right, and center. Like,
but he didn't figure out everything.
No, he did get one wrong.
He got yeah.
And he copped some punches too. He got some of that wrong too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a human. That's what makes him great. He's flawed.
Trivia?
Oh, you know what? I think we've just gotten all this juice out. It's time for some more juice.
Yes. I'm reading this off the thing, so it could be bad trivia. I don't know.
That's all right.
Robert Pattinson revealed while screen testing for the role, he sneakily took a selfie in the Batsuit as a memento. Legend.
That's pretty cool.
Matt Reeves stated that his version of the Riddler was partly inspired by the famous serial killer Zodiac.
Yeah, I did.
And Seven. There's Seven vibes to this as well.
There definitely was. All that industrial sort of lighting, industrial... like setting in, especially I got that from the club for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Zodiac as well with the code.
Matt Reeves cites from the Batman comics of Batman Ego, Batman Year One, and Batman The Long Halloween. They all influence it.
I'm pretty sure Batman Year One is like a really good go-to if you want to start reading Batman. I haven't got any Batman comics, but I know that's a recommended one that you should read.
What's Year One, mate?
Year One.
It's the first year.
Yeah. Even though it's not the first Batman comic.
Oh, no, mate. Yeah. It was in the 80s, Year One.
Yes, mate. Yes, it was.
This is a trivia point that I got off the top of my head that I know. I heard Matt Reeves in an interview say that in the preparation for this film, to see the sets, they got VR and looked at the sets in VR, and that's how they figured out how they were, because they could be in the sets before it would actually happen.
That's just delicious.
is a good use for the metaverse. Yep. That is a good use for the metaverse. Not work meetings, everything's in online. But anyway.
Yeah. Zucker fuck.
Yeah, fucking Zuck. But
That's incredible. That's
really cool.
See, yeah.
Full credit to that. That
things
is
that we
awesome.
Can do now. That's really awesome.
That would have made things a lot easier. And you can tell everything is so perfectly positioned and placed and stuff. So.
I didn't think I missed out on any Gotham as well. Like,
yeah.
they made sure that, yes, this is Gotham. This is what you're looking at right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, score time. I'll go first.
Yeah.
9.5 nugs.
Oh, toasty.
Just couldn't give it a 10. Don't know why. Shouldn't talk about it. Go.
9. So good.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1. Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast. Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3. Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.
Butts to Nuts.